From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama pharmacists are fighting for a bill that would change how they get paid. The legislation would create new reimbursement rules that opponents argue will drive up insurance costs. But independent pharmacies say if the bill doesn't pass, they'll have to shut down. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Birmingham pharmacist Patrick Devereaux says when customers come in to fill certain prescriptions, he's actually losing money. For example,
there is a drug on the market called Invega Trinza. It's a three-month antipsychotic injection.
He says the drug can help keep people out of the hospital, but it's expensive.
Invega Trinza is $10,000 right now. That's the acquisition cost of that drug, $10,000.
That's the price that Devereaux pays to buy the drug from a wholesale supplier. The pharmacy gives it to the patient. In this case, they actually inject the shot into the patient's shoulder. Then they file for reimbursement. But for this drug, they get reimbursed about $850 less than what they paid for it.
So we spent $10,000, we lost $850, and we took care of the patient anyway. So we can't keep doing it. We just can't.
Devereaux and other independent pharmacists across Alabama say something has to change. They want state lawmakers to approve House Bill 238.
It is called the Fair Meds Act.
That's Republican Representative Philip Rigsby, the bill's sponsor. Rigsby spoke during a recent public hearing about the bill. He said it takes aim at the middlemen who negotiate with and pay pharmacies on behalf of insurance companies. These middlemen are called pharmacy benefit managers.
This would require them to pay a benchmark index price plus a dispensing fee. This is the same.
So what that means is pharmacies would get reimbursed the average cost of a drug, what they pay to get it, plus a fee to cover the cost of doing business. In this case, a fee of $10.64. Some groups strongly oppose the idea.
We all know that nothing is free.
This is Robin Stone with the Alliance of Alabama Healthcare Consumers. The group represents big employers. Stone says the new pricing model would lead to higher health insurance costs.
And insurance benefits are paid by hardworking Alabamians through their premiums. They will bear the cost of this new tax.
Supporters of the bill say the legislation could lead to higher insurance costs. But they say the change should ultimately decrease costs because it mandates transparency. And they emphasize there is no tax. It's a $10 fee to pay for dispensing drugs. At the end of the public hearing, the House committee approved the bill. It now awaits a vote by the full House of Representatives. Birmingham pharmacist Patrick Devereaux says people should pay attention to what happens next.
If you want access to care, if you want access to be able to not have to drive, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get a prescription filled, this is something that needs to happen.
Devereaux says if the bill doesn't pass, some smaller pharmacies might have to close. But more broadly, stores will have to stop carrying some medications, the ones they lose money on. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.